from radioinfo.com.au. It's Thursday, the 26th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart. Thanks for joining me. There's big news in radio this morning. SCA cuts staff wages and continues its trading halt. An ARN executive tests positive to coronavirus. And Coles, still the biggest spender on digital radio. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Who would have thought that a media conglomerate like Southern Cross Austereo could be on the verge of being brought to its knees in less than 3 weeks? The crash in worldwide financial markets, stemming directly from the fear of coronavirus, has knocked about the market valuations of many major companies. SCA is no Robinson Crusoe. Its share price has eroded so dramatically in just a matter of weeks that many people in the industry have privately raised concerns about its survival. On Monday, the company halted trading on the ASX, with its share price down more than 30% in a single day, to just 16 cents. SCA was due to recommence trading yesterday morning. Instead, the company suspended its trading until early April and announced a raft of immediate cost savings to reassure shareholders. These measures included all staff earning over $68,000 being required to take a 10% pay cut. On-air staff will also reduce their fees and contracts by 10%. No executive incentives will be paid for the 2020 financial year, and every employee will be required to take 10 days leave between now and the end of June. Chief Executive Grant Blackley says the measures have been taken swiftly to protect the long-term health of the business. SCA's trading suspension follows last week's request by another media company, Pacific Star Network, to suspend its trading. Clearly, SCA's suspension of trading is strategic. It's a move designed to buy time, hoping that between now and the 3rd of April, the financial markets stabilize. Twice in as many days, ARN has been hit with staff members testing positive to coronavirus. The latest case is music director Jason Staveley. Staveley's head of music for Gold 104.3 Melbourne and WSFM in Sydney. He posted the news on his Facebook page, saying the virus can hit hard. Staveley told his followers that the virus had hit him very fast. He added that the testing procedure is well organized and he'd received his results in just 24 hours. Staveley's now in quarantine. On Tuesday, ARN's Melbourne studios went into emergency shutdown and were professionally sanitized after a staff member tested positive. That staffer had just returned from overseas. Coles has come in as the biggest advertiser on digital radio. This is probably no biggie because it has its own dedicated national radio station that serves its stores, Coles Radio. The retail giant placed some 17,000 spots on a total of 69 digital stations. In its monitoring of 80 DAB Plus stations, Aircheck Australia found that the second biggest advertiser was Sprite, with more than 13,000 ads on 51 stations, followed by National Tiles, with over 11,000 on 29 stations. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Other stories attracting industry attention today. Coronavirus strikes again. Podcast Day, an initiative from Radio Days Europe, has been pushed further out. It'll now be held on Monday, the 26th of October. The location remains the same, the Mermaid in central London. Australian comedian Nazeen Hussain has partnered with ARN's iHeart Podcast Network to launch his new podcast, The Survivor's Guide to Coronavirus. Hussain has roped in comedians, entertainers and personalities, and even the former Lord Mayor of Melbourne, Sally Capp, to help people navigate through the current crisis. Multiple episodes will be released weekly. Broadcaster Bill Kinane has died, age 70. Kinane worked for 7HT for several decades, and more recently at the Derwent Valley community station, Tiger. Along the way, he also worked for 2NX, 3UL, 6PM, 6GE, 6KG, 6AM, and 7TAB. Coming up next, how one football commentator has become a legend, making something out of nothing.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
British sports journo and rugby commentator Nick Heath was sitting at home completely bored. Coronavirus had shut down all the sporting events he was supposed to cover, so Heath decided to start commentating on the mundane things in everyday life. Little did he realize it had turned him into an internet sensation. Here's his description of an outdoor coffee shop where a brunette woman is looking for a seat amongst a sea of blonde coffee drinkers.
You join me live in South London. This, the Find a Brunette a Seat with the Blonde Girls qualifier. These four are holding sway with the judges at present. Lattes, dessert at 11 a.m, eating all the brownies in my activewear. And, well, now, who's this coming in from inside? Oh, it's a brunette who's not found a seat. That's not gone well. Disaster.
Well, if you like that one, this is a commentary on a number of people using a pedestrian crossing in a London suburb.
Crossroad dash, light turns to red. We wait for the beeps. There they are now then. JD Sportsman, he's got a decent start. Leggings on the outside. Oh, JD Sportsman's been distracted over the shoulder, and Leggings is going to get there. Oh, she does it again. Three titles in 3 days. Off past Vegas Gold for the lap of honour. Victorious.
Well, it's certainly good to be able to have a laugh at times like this. If you're looking for a new job, I suggest you log on to the Radio Info website and check out the jobs available. Thanks for your company today. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio anytime, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.